Pakistan train, passengers describe doomsday scenes after hijack, date modified colon 2025-03-12T10:0233.483Z, description colon more than 400 passengers were on board a train in southwest Pakistan when armed militants attacked, comma dot. Passengers describe doomsday scenes on hijacked train, 1 hour ago, save, BBC Urdu, reporting from, Quetta, Kelly NG, reporting from, Singapore, save, EPA, passengers who made it to safety spoke of fear and panic on the train, passengers who were freed from a train seized by armed militants have spoken of doomsday scenes that unfolded on board the Jafar Express in Pakistan's Balochistan province. We held our breath throughout the firing, not knowing what would happen next, Ishak Noor, who was one of those on board, told the BBC. He was one of more than 400 passengers traveling from Quetta to Peshawar on Tuesday when the Balochistan Liberation Army, BLAT, attacked and took a number hostage. The train driver was among several reported injured. Military sources claim 155 passengers have been freed and 27 militants killed. There is no independent confirmation of those figures. Rescue operations are continuing. Security forces say they have deployed hundreds of troops to rescue the remaining passengers. Authorities have also deployed helicopters and special forces personnel. The BLAT has warned of severe consequences if an attempt is made to rescue hostages. More than a dozen freed passengers were taken to hospital for treatment. Reports quoting security officials say some of the militants may have left the train, taking an unknown number of passengers with them into the surrounding mountainous area. At least 100 of those on the train were members of the security forces, officials have said, Reuters. Security forces say they have deployed hundreds of troops to rescue the remaining passengers, Muhammad Ashraf, who was traveling from Quetta to Lahore to visit family, was among a group of passengers who managed to disembark the train late on Tuesday. There was a lot of fear among the passengers. It was a scene of doomsday, he said. The group then walked for nearly 4 hours to the next railway station. Several of the men carried the weaker passengers on their shoulders. We reached the station with great difficulty, because we were tired and there were children and women with us, he said. Mr. Noor, who was traveling with his wife and two children, said the initial explosion on the train was so intense that one of his children fell from the seat. He and his wife each tried to shield one child amidst the gunfire. If a bullet comes our way, it will hit us and not the children, he said. Getty Images. Some passengers who managed to flee walked for nearly 4 hours to the next railway station. Mushtaq Muhammad, who was in the train's third carriage, recalled the unforgettable attack and passengers stricken with panic. The attackers were talking to each other in Balochi, and their leader repeatedly told them to keep an eye particularly on the security personnel to make sure that the attackers do not lose them, he said. The attackers started to release some Balochistan residents, as well as women, children, and elderly passengers, on Tuesday evening, Mr. Ishak said, adding that he was let go when he told them he was a resident of Turbat City in Balochistan, and they saw that he had children and women with him. However, it is still unclear how many passengers are still being held hostage. Security forces say they have launched a major operation to rescue remaining passengers, deploying hundreds of troops. Authorities have also deployed helicopters and special forces personnel. On Wednesday, the BBC saw dozens of wooden coffins being loaded at Quetta railway station. A railway official said they were empty and being transported to collect any possible casualties. The BLAT has warned of severe consequences if an attempt was made to rescue those it is holding, BBC Urdu. Wooden coffins were seen being loaded at the Quetta railway station, gravely concerned. The BLAT has waged a decades-long insurgency to gain independence and has launched numerous deadly attacks, often targeting police stations, railway lines, and highways. Counterinsurgency operations in impoverished Balochistan by Pakistan's army and security forces have reportedly seen thousands of people disappear without trace since the early 2000s. The security forces are accused of crimes including torture and extrajudicial killings, allegations they deny. Pakistani authorities, as well as several Western countries, including the UK and US, have designated the group a terrorist organization. The Human Rights Commission of Pakistan said it is gravely concerned by the train hijack. We strongly urge all relevant stakeholders to forge an urgent rights-based, pro-people consensus on the issues faced by citizens in Balochistan and to find a peaceful, political solution, it said in a statement on X. The United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres has strongly condemned the train siege and also called for the immediate release of remaining passengers. Additional reporting by Azadeh Mashari, where is Balochistan and why is it the target of strikes? My mother doesn't know if she's married or a widow. At least 100 passengers freed from Pakistan train siege, Pakistan, Asia.